Good morning. Good morning. My name is Valerie Reeves. I'm the spiritual director here, and it is the best day ever. Yeah, I'm going to say it's the best day ever, even though the plumbing has been having an issue. And life is good, 24/7, 365. So we just roll with the punches. And if you were in another country, you'd probably have the same kind of plumbing issue that maybe we have today. Yet it's getting fixed, and the plumber is here, and it's a Sunday. So how amazing is that? Yay. So this is December already, and I wanted to talk just a little bit about Christmas before I really jump into our talk title today. The month of December is really all about integrity. And since it is Christmas, I was looking at the integrity we have with ourselves and with everyone, because sometimes we get into that space of feeling like, oh, it's Christmas, I have to give someone something. Oh, they gave me something, I have to give them something. The thing I want you to remember is that giving and receiving is the same thing. You cannot be a gracious giver if you are not a gracious receiver. So a few years ago, I decided I am not doing Christmas anymore. And I don't mean that in quite the way that it sounds, but I have four amazing kids, and when they got older, the way they decorate the tree is sit on the couch and throw stuff at the tree. You know, it's like, well, then we're just not going to do this if I have to do all the work. That's why our tree here is empty, so I'm just kidding. We just got the tree yesterday, so next week, we're going to put lights on it this week, and I know that there's a few lovely people that are going to do some decoration, but if you want to come and help decorate the tree a little bit more so it looks crazy amazing, next Sunday, I'm going to make sure that we have some beautiful cookies, some hot cider, and some hot cocoa, and we'll just decorate the tree and deck the halls after service. So please come and join me and do that. It'll be all sorts of fun. We can sing Christmas carols, and that'll be awesome. So when I decided that I'm not going to go to work and go crazy like I did year after year, trying to make sure that each child had, I spent the same amount of money, and everybody got what they wanted, and it was so much work, and then there's the siblings and their kids and the parents and the grandparents and the friends. And I thought, you know what? This isn't fun. And because my birthday is in December, it used to be, here's your birthday Christmas present. Two for the price of one. Yay! It was really not a fun adventure for me. You know, I'd get money for my birthday and then I'd go spend it on Christmas presents. So I thought, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to have integrity with myself. And if I'm inspired to buy something, I will. If I'm inspired to give, I will. I'm giving a lot of love. Isn't that enough? And I don't want anyone ever, because I got my mom something a few years ago after I'd said, you know, I'm not really going to do the Christmas thing. And she's like, what are you doing? Why'd you get me something? I thought we weren't doing this. And it's like, I felt like doing it. So just be a gracious receiver. I tell you, my ex-mother-in-law was like the best receiver ever. She'd be like, oh my gosh, I have a tube of used lipstick. I love it. It's so great. She was so wonderful. You know, we'd go there for Christmas and all the kids would be laying on the floor to go to sleep before Santa came, and she would be sitting there talking about each one of them and how amazing they are, and you knew that they weren't asleep yet. But I want you to picture that, and when you go to sleep at night, I want you to think about all the people around you saying, oh my gosh, isn't she beautiful? Isn't he beautiful? All the people around you are talking about how amazing and wonderful you are. Just know that that's happening. Oh, so intelligent, so amazing. And if we could take ourselves to sleep with those kind of thoughts that the universe is loving and supporting us, wouldn't that just be such a great way to go to sleep and go to bed with thoughts of I'm loved and appreciated just as I am? Yeah, so that's a great gift to give to ourselves and give the gift of being a gracious receiver and not getting caught up into, oh, I have to give, I have to give, I have to give. I told my children years ago, let's create a memory instead, because you open the present and then it's like, eh. And when kids are little, they open the present and they play with the box, right? More so than the toy. So it's like, all right, let me just be appreciative and let's spend some quality time together. Which is what I do with my kids now. It's like, let's do something fun so that we're making a memory. So make memories. Do something that's heartfelt rather than just so commercial. Something that comes from your own heart. And if I can't give freely or receive freely, then what's the use? Because again, giving, receiving, the same thing. So let me be a gracious giver, and let me step into the space where if somebody gives me something, I'm not feeling like, oh my gosh, now I gotta go buy them something. Or be the, there's this great video on candles, have a whole stack of candles, and it's like, oh, here, yeah, I got you something too. Candle is the universal gift that you can just give to anyone because it works for everyone. So be in that space of just being graciously receiving, because giving, receiving, same thing, because it creates that flow. And so if I'm receiving gratefully and giving gratefully, then it keeps me in the flow of life. So we'll do that. Yeah? All right, great. I don't think I even brought my notes up because I was too excited about Christmas. So today's talk title is Wandering Off Your Path. And I do have more notes. I got a lot of notes today because I get excited about so many great things going on in the world. And this teaching, this philosophy, has helped my life so much. One of the things that Ernest Holmes says in the Science of Mind textbook, which is such a great book, and now we do have it in English. We had it only in Spanish, but check out the bookstore. We do have the English version. Yay! Ernest Holmes says this: the universe is impersonal. It gives alike to all. It is no respecter of persons. It values each alike. Its nature is to impart, ours to receive. When we stand in the light, we cast a shadow across the path of our own experience. Emerson advises that we get our bloated nothingness out of the way of our divine circuits. So getting our ego self and getting our stuff out of the way and just being in that space of receiving. And spirit, that universal energy, unlike Santa, it's going to give to you, whether you're naughty or nice. It's just going to give to you based on your own consciousness. The only thing that gets in the way is our own thoughts. It's like we block our good sometimes because I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I don't know how. And if we can just get our bloated nothingness out of the way and be in that receptive space, that spirit is just flowing and I'm just open to the goodness that's flowing. And be at that space of joy. It was really fun this morning. Cindy was doing the meditation and she's like, put the feeling of joy on your face. Put it on your face. Because many times we're walking around like we've just been sucking on a lemon or something, you know? It's like, I got so much to do, so much going on in my life. Where if we could just put that down and put some of those thoughts down and know I'm in the right and perfect place all the time, always, that life is good, life is very good. Ernest Holmes goes on to say, great as the subconscious is, so we've got our conscious monkey mind chatter, we've got our subconscious mind, which is the part of our mind that just collects everything. It can't say, no, 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 don't have that thought, because our subconscious mind takes in everything. I always think of it as a universal tally sheet, that whatever I think, I believe, I see, everything goes into the subconscious mind, and we move in the direction of the most dominant thought. So if our dominant thought that's gone into the fertile mind of our subconscious is negative, then we're going to have more negative experiences. So wouldn't we want to immerse ourselves consciously into thoughts of beauty, love, joy, excitement? And not only put that into our conscious mind, so it goes into the subconscious mind, but put that into every cell in our body, which means having that smile, that best day ever. Because those little things in our body will change our physiology. Wonder Woman's dance, Superman's dance, winner's dance, the smile. I know Terry Cole Whitaker used to say, fake it till you make it. Not happy yet, but I'm going to get there because I'm telling my face that I'm happy. So the more we give these little subtle clues to our body consciously, the more it embeds in every cell in our being. And there's so much to be grateful for. So much. We are not shoveling snow this morning, which is really a nice thing, unless you wanted to do that today. And if you do, there's places you can go and do that. Okay, so great as the subconscious is, its tendency is set in motion by the conscious thought. And in this lies the possibility of and the pathway to riches. Heaven and hell, good and bad, big and little, happiness and misery, peace and confusion, faith and fear, and all conditions which appear to be opposing are not really a result of the operation of opposing powers, but are the way the one power is used. There's only one power, one mind, one infinite intelligence that's flowing through us. And instead of working with it, sometimes we are going against it. Oh, I'm not worthy. Life isn't good enough. I don't know how. Instead of waking up to the brilliance that, oh my gosh, I am spirit in this creative body and this creative vessel that can do anything. And the most important thing is making sure that we're in alignment with our own self and our own heart's desire. And to me, wandering off your path, which is the talk title, is really stepping away from what it is that you're wanting and doing what you think others are wanting. I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos. It's really easy to get caught up into that. And then it goes to the next one, and the next one is like, oh, this is so good. And here was Oprah giving a story about when she was 12, and her mother came to her, and she was the oldest of her kids, and she said to little Oprah, this year we're not going to have Christmas. I don't have any money, so we're not going to be able to have any presents. And Oprah said, well, what about Santa? And her mom had to tell her at that age that that wasn't a possibility. And right away she went into, what will the neighbors think? And what am I going to tell? What is my story going to be to the world out there? What am I going to say? I was bad, so I got nothing? Or we're too poor to have Santa come? And she said, as she's caught up in all these thoughts, there was a knock at the door, and some nuns showed up. And she said she was so grateful. Makes me cry. She was so grateful because she didn't have to make up a story. And it was a pivotal change in her life, because she's like, why should I have to make up a story about my life? Can't I just be who I am and it be okay regardless of what's going on? So loving ourselves regardless of anything, touching our hearts, knowing that life is good, and that even though appearances are right here, something wonderful is happening. Yeah. Because sometimes we get so caught up into conditions and appearances instead of saying, you know what? Despite all of this, I'm still okay. Despite all of this out here, I am still lovable. Despite all of this, I do not have to come up with a story that says I'm not good enough or that I didn't receive anything. Let me go to that space of love. And when we're out of integrity with ourselves is when we're not loving ourselves. So putting that down and going to that love space and saying, you know what, I in this moment am just going to change everything in my life and I'm just going to love myself. Because if I have that, I have everything. And if I don't have that, I've got nothing. So this Christmas, give yourself the gift of love unconditionally, staying on your own path and following your own heart's call and making sure that if I say, yes, I'm going to do something, I absolutely follow through or I make another plan, but I make sure that I communicate that to other people. And if I say I don't want to say something inside myself where it's like, no, 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 I don't want to go, and then I say yes because of guilt, or I go buy a present because of guilt. I don't want anybody's present because they felt, oh, I should. If anybody's shooting on themselves, I did say should. If anybody is shooting on themselves, I am saying it. I'll enunciate better. If we get into the habit of the shoulds on ourselves, then we have stepped off our own path. Because if I'm following my heart and I'm loving myself and I'm being of integrity with myself, to thine own self be true, as Shakespeare said. And if I'm true to me, then I'm true to everyone, because after all, we are connected. So let me be true to myself, because then I'm true to everyone else. I remember years ago, I was dating someone, and I kept making up excuses for not, oh, I got to do this or I got to do that. And he said, you know, if you don't want to do something, just say, I don't want to do something. And we don't have to stay in this thing until it gets ugly. if you are done, then I'm good with that. And it's like, yeah, I'm done. Reverend Brian Anderson used to always say that you can't get into a relationship until you know how to get out of a relationship. So it's good to know how to eloquently and lovingly, and I've done that a lot. I am a good practicer at that. So being true to your own self means I'm in balance. I'm not overextending to anyone else. I am just in that divine space of love and peace and harmony to myself. And as long as I'm in love and peace and harmony to and with myself, then I am with everyone else. And then I'm on the right path. So staying on that beautiful path. Ernest Holmes goes on to say, we should never lose sight of the fact that the soul is on the pathway of an endless and ever-expanding experience, and that only by expansion can it evolve. This does not mean that we should cast away any good the old has to offer, but that we convert it to its greater good, accepting the lessons and experiences of the past and taking the best from everything. We should press boldly forward, looking ever for the truth and ever ascending higher and higher into the heavens of reality. To me, that's basically saying don't stay in your comfort zone. And even though that was the right path yesterday, today my heart is singing and wanting to go this way. So let me love and support myself to step that direction. Let me trust and have faith that all is well and I can move in the direction of my dreams and my heart's calling, rather than saying, oh, I'm scared. I can't step out of my comfort zone. I need to be right here. But taking all of the things that I've had from the past and not staying in that mold, but allowing myself to break free, to live this game of life, and not to just be a spectator, but to come out on the field and let's play full out all the way. Knowing and trusting that spirit and the universe is conspiring to support us always. So let's think about laying on the floor next to the Christmas tree as a little child. And as we take in a deep cleansing breath and just closing our eyes to any distractions, just imagining that we are hearing the whispers from the universe, from all of the people of the world, looking at you brilliantly and brightly with love. Wow. Look at how beautiful you are. How amazing and how deserving you are. Knowing that this one spirit, this one infinite intelligence flows in as and through every cell in our bodies, knowing that we are absolutely connected. Hearing the whispers from the universe, thank you for showing up. The universe would not be the same had you not shown up. The world would not be the same had you not shown up. Unique, creative, brilliant, just as you are and just as you are not. You are who you are, and it's beautiful, and it's brilliant, and it's perfect. Going to that gratitude space. Being in that love space. Loving every cell. Releasing anything that doesn't serve. Stepping out of the comfort zone. Putting that joy on our face. I am so grateful. Grateful for the unique expression of the I am, that we are beautifully, brilliantly, each individualized expressions. How perfect. Like all the different ornaments on the tree, each one glistening and shining and creating its own beauty, its own sparkle in the world. As we just continue that sparkle with gratitude. As I just release this into the universal action of the law, knowing that all is well, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is, and so it is.